sort of light colored, and they come in Hershey bars sometimes.
Almonds?
You don't have those right now?
No.
Now what is the, well, what are the common fruits that people eat around here?
You mean that grow in this region?
Either that grow here or that you would have come from someplace else that would be extremely common.
Apples, oranges, peaches, bananas, cherries. Those would be the common ones.
See, we talked
grapes.
About
is that a fruit?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we talked about watermelons yesterday. Are there other kinds of melons that will be grown right here in the summertime?
What are you talking about? Cantaloupe or marshmallows?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, we talked about different kinds of potatoes. I think we talked about that yesterday.
Well, there's just sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes. And in the Irish potatoes, there's the white potato and the red potato.
Now, if people just say potatoes, which kind are they usually talking about?
Irish potatoes, because you always say sweet potatoes.
Now,
you're referring to them.
Well, people talk about yams around here.
No, it's just sweet potatoes. We don't call them yams.
But they're the same thing.
Yes.
Now, one vegetable that you didn't mention, I was curious enough if you have it around here, and that's that thing that grows in a long green pod on stalks. That's so high.
You mean green beans?
No, these get very tall.
Oh, remember that, okra?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we grow a lot of okra. I remembered that after you left last night, that we grow okra and everybody likes it.
How do you generally cook it?
Well, some people stew it, which my mother likes. Other people like it fried, and that's the way I like it.
Now, if you leave, say, an apple or a plum around, it dries up and
shrivels.
Another vegetable you might have that kind of come in big leafy.
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. What do we call those?
Heads.
Would you ever use that term to talk about children, heads? Somebody told me how many children they have. I've got five.
Heads? No.
Well, another term I want to ask you about would be used jokingly normally. Would anyone ever talk about having a passel of kids? Meaning a whole bunch of them.
Somebody else in referring to a family, a large family, might say it in slurring terms, but not very often.
It would be kind of a mild put down.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
I mean, maybe too many for what you can afford.
Right.
Okay, on the outside of an ear of corn, you have
the shucks.
Mm-hmm. And what's the part that comes out of the top of it?
You've got to clean off the silk.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to a sort of a head at the top and turns brown, you call it something special?
The tassel.
Now, what is the large round fruit that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
A pumpkin.
And do you have around here growing wild little umbrella-shaped plants that spring up after a rain especially?
You mean mushrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they're not edible.
Do you ever call them something else when they're poisonous?
I think they do, but I don't recall it right now.
Well, people ever call them toadstools?
Yes.
Now, you talked about watermelons, but I was interested to know if you have different kinds, different colors, that kind of thing.
You've got the pink and the yellow insides, and then you've got the dark green ones and the striped ones.
Yeah,
on that side.
Yeah, I've introduced recently to a very small round.